Hare Krishna, dear devotees, I welcome you all to Bhakti Sangha Japa Campus Call for this mid-morning session. Today we are very fortunate to have the association of His Grace, Jivan God Hari Prabhuji. Prabhuji will be enlightening us on Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, Adi Kanda, 8.50 to 66 onwards. Hare Krishna, please accept my humble obeisances. Jivan God Hari Prabhuji, thank you so much for giving your valuable time and wonderful association this morning. We are looking forward to hearing from you, Prabhuji. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Guru and Guranga Kija, please take over the call, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Shivani Mataji. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Nahanjana Salakaya Saksurun Militam Yena Tashmaishi Guruve Namaha Namavom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Pashatkate Sadarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, welcome all devotees for this wonderful Chaitanya Bhagavat class. So today we'll be hearing from Chaitanya Bhagavat, Adi Kanda, Chapter 8, from Sloka 50 to 66, the disappearance of Jagannath Mishra, the chapter name. So, Jagannath Mishra, father of Nimai Pandit, he was having intimate pastimes with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the same Nanda Maharaj, who appeared in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela as Jagannath Mishra, and Mother Yashoda here as Sachi Dev. So, the pastimes are very deep and intimate. Jagannath Mishra, they are all like premi bhaktas, so they could never feel the separation of Krishna even for a moment if Nimai is separated, just going out of home or anywhere. That's why most of the intimate associates, they immediately return back home, back to Godhead. So we'll see this sloka. Parama Chanchal Prabhu Vishwambara Rai Ye Mota Prabhu Prati Gate Gate Jai. So Vishwambara was restless and he went to each bathing ghat. Nimai, he was bathing almost like not less than 5 to 6 hours per day in Ganga. Because the fortune happened to Yamuna Devi when Krishna was bathing at Yamuna. And in many places of Yamuna called as Yamuna God. So Ganga Devi deeply meditated. She meditated and then she made a deep prayers that Krishna should also take bath in her water. So Krishna fulfilled the desire of Ganga by appearing as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the bank of the Ganges. So there are seven ways of worshipping Ganga. One is touching Ganga. And then second one is seeing Ganga. And then third one is bathing in Ganga. The fourth one is offering like Ganga Stotra. And then worshipping Ganga in the traditional way. And then offering oblations. Offering oblation in the sense that a person goes to the Ganga and then he stands in the water to the waist and then he takes water and then he offers back to Ganga. So it is accepted by Ganga Devi. Sometimes when you walk on the road, sometimes thorn pricks. At the time, our total consciousness in the body goes to the place where the thorn pricks. Our heart is working nicely, kidney is working nicely, but the consciousness goes there. So like that Ganga, she may be flowing from the place of origin, and then immediately she merges at Ganga Sagar at the sea. But if you take a palmful of water and then offer it back to Ganga Devi accepts that. And then the seventh way of worshipping Ganga is like rubbing the mud of Ganga in the body. So generally when first time onlookers, when they see devotees or public bathing in Ganga, they see mud are being rubbed in their body. They take it as fun and entertainment. But actually from the Shastras, it is clearly known that rubbing mud in the body is also considered to be one way of worshipping Ganga. So here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took bath in Ganga for almost not less than 5 to 6 hours per day. And the devotees, when they go to Mayapur, without fail, they take bath in Ganga. And it is mentioned that wherever Ganga flows, like 2 miles from Ganga, 3 miles from Ganga, the air touching Ganga, and one whoever inhales that, he gets a love for Krishna. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after he took sannyas, he was going to Jagannath Puri on the shore of Ganga. Even now, there is a road called as Shukshagar Road. Shukshagar Road. From Mayapur, on the way like Chandure Gram, Chaitanya Doba, Kumarahatta, it's like a Shukshagar Road, like we have a East Coast Road in Chennai, going along the coastal line. So there is like a Shukshagar Road. So that road goes along the path of Ganga. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he can take any path to go to Jagannath Puri, but he desired to walk along the pathway of Ganga. That road still is called as Shukshagar Road. And if you go on that road, you can see many pastimes of Mahaprabhu's places like Chandure Gram, Kumarahatta, many places. In Shastra, in Chaitanya Bhagavat, in Chaitanya Mangal, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Mother Ganga is worshipped and Mother Ganga is glorified. We all hear many things from the Shastra. But if you want to know, is there anything tangible to know about the glories of Mother Ganga? I can say one incident. A politician's son in Mumbai, he committed suicide. He was too much attached to his grandmother. The day on which he committed suicide, till for 1 year, he was coming in the dream of grandmother, crying, requesting her to deliver him from the ghostly existence. And as a grandmother, he did many pujas, yajna, many dana, many charities, wherever they know. But still, actually, he was coming daily in the dream of the grandmother and then disturbing her. And then somehow or other, that grandmother got the news that he can be worshipped in Mayapur Ghat, like offering some donations where some puja can be had in his name. And that happened. This also happened through Mayapur Tourism Department. And they mentioned that the day in which he was offered, I mean, Ganga worship in his name, from that day onwards, he doesn't appear in the dream of his grandmother. So it means that for 1 year, he was terribly disturbed, ghostly existence. They did many, they donated charities to many institutions. Prabhupada says that actually the only efficient and effective way is to worship Krishna, and that too in the association of devotees. And he says that ISKCON is not different from Mahaprabhu's movement. So we can see here, after Ganga was worshipped, then actually he got delivered. That's the point. Mayapur Ganga is so powerful. This Ganga is, water is touched personally by the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Whoever baths in Ganga, they go back to Krishna. There is no doubt on that. Ganga is emanating from the lotus feet of Vishnu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime, we see that many of the pastimes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed is only on the shore of the Ganga. Because whatever Mahaprabhu pastime performed here in Navadvip till he took sannyas, all those pastimes happened only in the shore of the Ganga. And after he took sannyas, he went to Puri. But Ganga, she merges with the sea at Ganga Sagar. She also goes there, and then she also witnessed the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya at Jagannath Puri. So this is one tangible incident which we can see. We hear many pastimes from the scriptures, but efficiently and effectively how they are getting delivered by this incident. So similarly, one incident also, Prabhupada says that Mahaprabhu inaugurated Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the chanting of the holy names of Krishna here at Mayapur. We all know that this is the only way of deliverance for all the people in this age of Kali. And we hear many glorious pastimes about the holy names of Krishna. But are there any tangible incident that took place just by chanting the holy name of Krishna, especially the Maha Mantra, they get delivered? I can say one incident that happened at Schrodinger near Vellore. There is a Narsinga temple. One family came for taking darshan of the deity, and there was a small pond. So the person, head of the family, he started to swim in the pond, and immediately he was caught in the turbulence of the pond water. He was crying for help. Death cry. And many people tried to help him because he was in the middle of the pond in many ways. But he wasn't safe. But he was crying. Death crying. Somehow or other, please save me. And somehow or other, he drowned. He died. And the wife, continuously for 10 years, she was hearing only the death knell sound, which her husband cried at the time of death. Everyday dream. She couldn't sleep for 10 years. This continued for 10 years. And then she came to ISKCON Tirupati, stayed there, and then she chanted the Panchatattva Mantra and also the Maha Mantra. And then on that day, after 10 years, she had a disturbed dream sleep, always hearing only the death knell sound of her husband. She didn't hear that sound from that day onwards. It means that he is delivered from the ghostly existence. Ghosts generally, what they do, they create disturbance. From that day onwards, she didn't hear that terrible dream. So these are all the tangible incidents. See how the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is the most efficient and effective way for delivering people. It was inaugurated by Lord Chaitanya. You can see that. And also how Mother Ganga is also delivering all the people. Whoever resides at the bank of the Ganga, they are glorified. Nothing to do for them. Just simply touch, see, bath, and then worship Ganga, put the mud in their body, they can deliver. So here one glorious pastime also happened. After Mahaprabhu took that sacred thread ceremony, Upanayana, he made a vow. He was still at that time bathing at least 5 to 6 hours per day in the Ganga. Other than bathing, he made a vow that I will not touch my lotus feet at the liquefied form of Ganga. He made a vow. So Ganga Das Pandit, he wanted to test that. So immediately he went in the middle of the river, because Nimai, he took his bath and then he came out of the Ganga. He dried his body. Now Ganga Das Pandit wanted to test the vow made by Nimai. He went 50-60 feet inside the river and then he personally requested Nimai to bring the paraphernalia for worshipping Ganga, especially the sesame seeds. And Nimai, without a doubt, he took all the paraphernalia with sesame seeds and then he started to put his first feet on the Ganga. Here actually the complete focus and attention of Ganga Das Pandit was on the lotus feet of Nimai. Is he going to touch Ganga? As soon as he put the first feet, a golden lotus feet came up. Again the second feet, golden lotus feet. So till his master was there, his Gurukul master, one golden lotus flower sprouted, and then he handed over the paraphernalia and he returned back. Some acharyas say that it is the personal hand of Ganga Devi. Whatever may be, here Ganga Das Pandit wanted to ensure that he is Narayan, he is Gaura Narayan. Person who has a little inclination that Lord Chaitanya is Narayan, Lord Chaitanya is Krishna, and who comes to Mayapur and then worships Nimai, wherever he is, glorifying Nimai Pandit and then hearing about the glorious pastime, they will be delivered. There is no doubt on that. There are many glorious pastimes of Ganga Devi. There are many, many incidents how people get delivered. Generally, actually, it's a tradition that people, whoever leaves their body, their bones and ashes are all submerged in the water of Ganga. It is told that whosoever bones or ashes are submerged, Ganga searches those person and then deliver those persons first time. So this is the power of Ganga Devi. The power of Ganga Devi is that she emanated from the lotus feet of Vishnu, and that's why Lord Shiva, after he drank poison, he was feeling heat. So he wanted to quench the heatness of the poison. That's why it's a pastime that he hold Ganga water in his matted hairs. Not only it is cool, breezing, also purifying. Lord Shiva also desires the association of Ganga Devi. And here Ganga Devi is more fortunate that Mahaprabhu personally took bath here. So such is the glorious pastimes of Ganga. Prati gate padujara antanahi pai, takura kolaho kore prati tai tai. At each gata there are innumerable students and the Lord debated at every ghat. Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So now actually we are going through the scholarly pastimes of Nimai. Whatever pastimes the Supreme Personality performs, like in the, as a child, mischievous, naughty pastime. Grown-up child, full of scholarly pastime. And then he was teasing the young girls at Navadeep. After he got married, he was the ideal grahastha. And after he took sannyas, he was the ideal sannyasi. And apart from that, he is the most compassionate. So he took his role. Now he is enacting his scholarly pastime. Mahaprabhu's famous scholarly pastime is that all the Darkavada, logical reasoning is emanating from Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, from Nimai. So he used to debate with his friends and then they will accept the defeat. Then Nimai used to mock at them. Now whatever I say, you are accepting it. What I said is wrong. Then he will again counteract them. And then they will accept, yes, 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 Nimai, what you told is correct. And Nimai, he used to tell, no, this is also wrong. Then he again used to defeat what statement he told before. So such was his scholarly pastime. No one can beat Nimai Pandey. And at that time, Kashmiri, Varanasi, Navadi, they are all considered to be the places where students can learn Sanskrit. And whoever learned Sanskrit, especially under Nimai Pandit, they would get a nice, beautiful girl. Now like if a person is well qualified in a good IT company, then they get a nice girl. But at that time, oh, my son is from Pandit from Kashmir. Oh, my son is from Navadeep. So like that, Navadeep was very, very famous for learning. And there were many Gurukul, and especially Mahaprabhu's Gurukul was very, very famous at that time. Prati gate jai Prabhu Gangaya Shantari Yeko gate dui chari danda krida kori. The Lord swam to each ghat and enjoyed debating there for 1 or 2 hours. There is no limit for his bathing. And you all know that there is a nice, wonderful conversation between Ganga and the Samudra. Ganga, personified form is Ganga Devi. There is also a personified form for Samudra, Samudra King. So the Samudra King, we all know that from Mayapur, 60 kilometers is Ganga Sagar, where Ganga goes and then merges with the sea. But the Samudra, it comes as a backwater from Ganga Sagar till Mayapur. And there is a place called as Samudra Ghat in Koladweep. Till that place, he has been given the access permission to come and then take darshan of Nimai. Because Nimai, he enacted his pastime and he took birth at Navadvip. All the residents of Navadvip, they were just in Ganga, chanting the holy name. So the Nama Sankirtan happened at the bank of the Ganges. So all pastimes of Nimai, Samudra King, he wanted to witness it. So he took permission of Ganga Devi. I will come till Samudra Ghat. You give me permission. I want to witness. Ganga Devi, she accepted. And then there was a nice conversation between Ganga Devi and the Ocean King. So the Ocean King was glorifying Ganga Devi, saying that you are the most fortunate because Nimai is playing at your river daily for many hours. And you can see the bodily beauty of Nimai, his curly hairs. And you can touch the body of Nimai. So Mother Ganga told that, yes, I am certainly fortunate. There is no doubt on that. But who knows my lamentable condition? Nimai will play here only for 20 years. After he takes sannyas, he will go to Puri. And then he will daily bath only at your sea water. So this is my pitiable condition. Then the sea king, he was telling, you don't know my pitiable, lamentable condition. I am daily coming here and seeing the curly hair of Nimai, his bodily beauty. Yeah, certainly after he takes sannyas, he will come to Puri and then bath in my sea. There is no doubt on that. But he comes with a shaven head. And for a person who has seen the curly hairs of Nimai, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, after he takes sannyas, it is very, my heart breaks seeing the face of Nimai, that his head is totally tonsured. Where can I go and then say my pitiable condition? So in this way, Ganga Devi was glorifying sea king, and the king of sea was glorifying Ganga Devi. Anyhow, they were most fortunate in serving the Lord. So here, Nimai Pandit, so there are many gods. So Nimai Pandit, he used to swim from one god to another god, because people take bath at groups, scholarly people from all Gurukulis, they come and then take bath. He just comes to a group, debate with them, defeat them. Then he actually makes an underswim water and then goes to the other group. He then makes a debate, defeat them, makes an underwater dip, and then comes out. And then sometimes he splashes water on the body of the devotees. And then immediately he used to pick up a debate, and then he used to defeat them. The epitome of defeat, we can say that Tikvijayi Keshava Kashmiri, that also happened at the shore of the Ganges. Chato chato pramanika padu jargon tara bole kolaho karoho kikaran. So here the senior students ask the boys, why are you arguing? So here Nimai, generally in college and all, generally the junior students don't argue with the senior students. But here Nimai, he approaches the senior students and then he used to take a debate. It's not like generally in the material world, whenever there is a debate, they want to establish the supremacy. So actually here, when Nimai was performing his scholarly pastime, actually the fact is that he was stressing the path of bhakti. This tarkavada, logical reasoning, that alone cannot help one to advance in the path of bhakti. So whatever the little bit of puffed up nature they had, are completely smashed by Nimai. Sometimes when there is a debate, the tendency is that the opponent ahankar may be smashed. So it may even sometime they may fume at the opponents. But here, when Nimai, he used to defeat the opponents, they used to have a sense of happiness. And on the way going to their home, they feel happy that, oh, today I am defeated by Nimai Pandit. Such a glorious person. And they used to admire at him. Actually, the defeat made the person to always remember Nimai Pandit. So whatever the dealing, whether it's Krishna, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, they make others to remember him. So such intimate pastimes happened here. You can see that. Jijnasa koroho buji koro kon buddhi briti panji tikar ke jane deki shuddhi. So here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, let us see who can explain the proper forms of briti, panji and tika, the correct perception, the correct knowledge, grammatical application, and also giving proper explanation, commentary for the Sanskrit verses. This was enacted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So whatever the languages people speak all over the universe, it is emanating from Krishna, it is emanating from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the dictionary, the grammatical rules, the application, the correct knowledge, the correct perception, and how to interpret it, and then commenting on that, everything was perfectly done by Nimai Pandit. Even including his spiritual master, that's the Gurukul master, they were stunned by the explanation of Nimai Pandit. Whatever comes from the lotus mouth of Nimai Pandit, it grabbed the heart of all the personalities who are surrounding him. We can see in the pastimes of Krishna, when Krishna speaks, Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda, and everyone listens to the fine speech of Krishna. And he can convince everybody. So similarly here, Nimai Pandit, whatever sound came from the lotus mouth of Nimai Pandit, it convinced everybody. Whatever he speaks, that is the beauty of Nimai's sound, especially coming from his lotus mouth. So the Vedas are only the sound emanating from the lotus mouth of Krishna, lotus mouth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prabhu bole bala bala kotor hoy, jijna shuka amare jahara chite loy. The Lord replied, yes, good, you can ask me anything you like. He used to debate and then he used to ask them, do you have any doubts? You please clarify with me. I am here personally present. Especially, we may think that, when hearing such a glorious pastime, generally the tendency is to think somehow or other we miss the glorious pastime. But the fact is that ISKCON is non-different from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we are also associated with many spiritual masters. So when a person is associated with a bona fide spiritual master, technically, a disciple should approach a bona fide spiritual master personally in clearing all their doubts. Sometimes what happens, in spite of spiritual master being personally present in this earthly planet, sometimes the disciples may have some confusion and many things, and they don't know to what conclusion they have to come. They have to approach the spiritual master. They, being the representative of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, can clear out all the doubts which we have in our mind. Keho bole yetakene koro ahankar, Prabhu bole jijna shaha jechite tomar. One student asked him, why are you so conceited? And Nimai replied, ask me whatever you like. So Nimai Pandit, so during the scholarly pastime, he was just stressing, as I told earlier, the path of bhakti. He is smashing, because actually when they get a degree from Navadeep, the tendency is to get puffed up. And whatever Sanskrit pronunciation or whatever they have learned, a sense of pride comes. So Nimai smashes that, like Krishna does for all of his devotees. Nimai has to do that, because here it's a center of learning. So Nimai was showing his supremacy, surrender unto me. So that is the key point. Dhatu sutra bakanaha bole she paduja, Prabhu bole bakani jaye shunamondiya. The same student then said, explain the sutras on verbal roots. The Lord replied, listen attentively. So here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his scholarly pastime, is called as Nimai Pandit. Whatever akshara he explained, he connected with Krishna and also with service to Krishna. The same principle was followed by Advaita Acharya. Whenever he took grammatical explanation, either in Bhagavad Gita or in Srimad Bhagavatam, Advaita Acharya also followed the same formula, connecting with Krishna to remember Krishna and how bhakti is superior. These things are enough, sufficient. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so he was explaining all the sutras on the verbal roots, each akshara relating to Krishna. That's all. If one can relate every akshara, every word, every sloka in terms of its relativity with Krishna, then actually the learning is considered to be very successful. Sarva Sakti Samanvita Prabhu Bhagavan, Gorilena Sutra Vyakya Jehoi Praman. So the all-powerful Supreme Lord Vishvambhara then explained the sutras according to the prescribed grammatical rules. And actually, when he explained the grammatical rules as well as the explanation, in whatever words he explained, he empowered Krishna Bhakti in that. So that's why most of the Bengali words, it has Krishna Bhakti in it. Somehow or other, devotees, whether they understand properly or not, they sing the famous Vaishnava Acharya Bengali songs or the Bengali scriptures or read it. Actually, it is empowered with Krishna Bhakti. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say that the whole world will be learning Bengali verses. Yes, certainly. Why not? Nimai Pandit, he knows all the languages. But most of the words, even now, the people are using in the traditional Bengali language, it is all empowered by Krishna Bhakti. Like Ganga, empowered by Krishna, empowered by Nimai Pandit to grant Krishna Bhakti. Similarly, whatever the Bengali verses or the songs that we find in Chaitanya Mangal, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat, is empowered with Krishna Bhakti. We have to be fully convinced on this. Vyakya Shuni Shobe Bole Prasam Shabachan Prabhu Bole Yebe Shuno Kori Je Kondan. So hearing his explanation, everyone praised him. The Lord then said, now hear me refute these statements. So as I said, he is very famous for logical reasoning and arguments. So everyone accepted defeat and then they followed the footsteps of Nimai Pandey. So he is attracting, even like when he does mischievous pastime, he attracts the hearts of the residents of Navadvip. And when he debates, he attracted all the hearts of the residents of Navadvip. And when he took sannyas, he attracted the hearts of all, not only Navadvip residents, but to all the places he went. So whatever pastime Krishna, whatever pastime Nimai performs, the sole purpose is only to attract the heart of the devotees. That's why he is glorified as the wonderful thief, best thief, expert thief. Because generally in the material sense, thief can steal only the material objects. But who can steal our heart? Krishna can steal our heart. Nimai Pandit can steal our heart. Bilwa Mangal Thakur in his song, he used to glorify Nimai as the best thief. Jota Vyakya Koilo Taha Dushila Shokal Prabhu Bole Stapa Yebe Karo Ache Bala. After the Lord refuted each of his explanation, he then asked, now, who can re-establish these statements? So, when they come in contact with Nimai Pandit, they forget everything. Actually, the path of bhakti starts when logical reasoning stops. Actually, there is no need for logical reasoning when one takes bhakti, when one surrenders to Krishna. But to surrender to Krishna, one can argue in many ways, and that's why there should be a logical reasoning, and that's why we have this wonderful Grantha, Bhagavad Gita. Why we one need to surrender to Krishna? But for Goloka Vasis, Navadvip Vasis, who have already surrendered their heart to them, there is no need for logical reasoning. Just simply be attracted by the bodily beauty, by the holy name of Krishna, by the activities of Krishna, and then be simply absorbed in that. That's all. There is no need for logical reasoning, argument, debate. Chamatkara sabai bhavena mane mane prabhu gole shono yebe koriya sthapane. Everyone there was struck with wonder as Nimai said, now hear me re-establish those explanations. So Nimai Pandit, His Adbhut Leela is extending here to his scholarly pastime. Because here in the material world, people in sports, if a person excels with the normal skills, then people, they get stuck with wonder. The little extra power they have. But here, Nimai, with his scholarly skills, is making all the people dumbstruck with wonder. That's all. So it means that he's attracting the hearts of the people, and they remember, they glorify. So beautiful is Nimai today. So sweet is Nimai. So glorious is his pastime. After seeing him, we get only love, 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 and love. Nothing more than that. Love for Krishna is the ultimate. And that Nimai was doing that in his scholarly explanation. Punaheno vyakya kori lena gaura chandra sarva mate sundara koto nahi manda. See, Gaurachandra then again re-established those explanations in such a wonderful way that no one could find any fault. The concept of fault is also introduced only by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Supreme Person, see, actually, how to glorify Krishna? How to glorify Nimai Pandit? The Supreme Personality has no fault. That's why all his activities are transcendental. That's why when he kills even the demons, the acharyas glorify him. There is no tinge of fault with whatever activities performed by Nimai Krishna. But in the material world, the concept of fault is introduced so that actually makes a person to get stuck in further advancement in the path of devotional service. Generally, when the pastimes of Krishna or the pastimes of Nimai Pandit is not properly understood, they find fault with the Nimai Pandit. They find fault with Krishna. So the concept of fault is introduced by Krishna just only to puzzle the conditioned souls. And here, actually, the conditioned souls' bewildering tendency is being removed by Nimai Pandit. It's a special grant, because actually there are many crocodile theories in this world. Crocodile theories like Buddhism, Jainism, Mayavada philosophy, atheism, and many. When one hears such philosophy, they don't think that the form of Supreme Personality of Godhead is eternal, and he engages in his pastime personally, and all his activities are transcendental. There is a block on that. That block is removed by Nimai Pandit. So such is his merciful pastime. Jata shobha pramanika padu jaragon santoshe sabai kori lena alingan. So all the senior students then embraced Nimai. So because since their blocked nature of surrendering to the Supreme Personality of Godhead was removed personally by Nimai Pandit, then immediately they embraced Nimai and they surrendered their heart internally to Nimai Pandit. So we cannot think that actually after Nimai Pandit took sannyas, he went out of Navadvip and then he gave deliverance, mercy only to the people out of Navadvip. No. Even when he performed the pastime, in all his pastime, both the sweetness and the mercy was emanating continuously. Paduja shokal bole aji gore jaha kali je jijnashi taha boli bare chaha. So the other student said, today you can go home and tomorrow we will have more questions. So actually, when Mahaprabhu was present, there was no doubt. Actually, Prabhupada used to often quote that, whatever queries, whatever doubt we have, when we approach the bona fide spiritual master, incur from him submissively and serve him, all the doubts get cleared away. So here, Nimai was standing in front of the many students of Navadvip. So after Nimai Pandit defeated them, then we can see clearly that they didn't have any question. They didn't have any question. They were simply gazing at the bodily beauty of Nimai. And that is the ultimate perfection. The material world, actually, we say that one should not be enamored by the bodily beauty, the material body. But in the spiritual sense, the devotees are getting attracted by the bodily beauty of Nimai Pandit, by the bodily beauty of Krishna. So, the concept of absorption, here we can see, because generally the students, when they are studying in the schools and colleges, they converse mostly on the subject matter. But here the subject matter is Krishna, the subject matter is Nimai, he is personally present. So why should they go for Darka, Vada and other understanding meaning? Here Mahaprabhu is personally present. Mahaprabhu made them to forget all those logical reasoning and debate which they used to have. And all the doubts also got erased. E moto pratidina jana vira jole Vaikuntha nayaka vidya rashe kela kele. In this way, the Lord of Vaikuntha enjoyed his pastimes as a student playing in the water of the Ganges. So in the case of Yamuna, you can see actually there are many obstacles in this material world. There is no doubt on that. So Krishna, when he took birth at Mathura, we all know that Devaki and Vasudev, they were shackled by iron chains. And then the door was locked. But when Krishna took his birth, the shackle of iron chains that got broken, the door was opening. And the person who was guarding the door, they slept. And then by the impetus given by Krishna, Vasudeva was carrying Krishna to the house of Nanda Maharaja Gokul. So he has to cross the Yamuna. At that time, Yamuna was in a turbulent swift mode. She wanted to touch the lotus feet of Krishna. But she was more possessive. That's why Krishna, by his own mystic potency, he fell down at the river of Yamuna. Then the feeling of Vatsalya Bhava was invoked in the heart of Devaki. Vatsalya Bhava means they have to protect the child. And after that, Yamuna Devi paved the way. So what is the lesson Krishna is imparting to us? When Vasudeva was carrying Krishna, the iron chains, it was broken. The doors opened. And Yamuna is also paving the way. When we carry Krishna in our heart, all the problems, whatever it may be, it will pave us the way until we go to his personal abode. That is the glory of carrying Krishna in our heart. That is the glory of carrying Nimai Pandit in our heart. This is the only formula. Somehow or other, there are problems in this material world. There are obstacles. Sometimes the tendency is to absorb in the problem. No. The tendency is, the problem may come, but the tendency is, how can I nicely do devotional service tomorrow? The Mangala Arati, attentive chanting, hearing the scriptures, reading, and then taking care of devotees, making prasad, serving prasad, preaching, everything. So we have to focus on. And in that way, it will also pave us the way. So here, in the scholarly pastimes of Nimai Pandit, similarly, he was paving the way. Whatever the blocks they had, especially just by reading Sanskrit slokas and understanding its meaning, that alone cannot promote one to the path of bhakti. And Prabhupada says that, used to say that Krishna never said you learn Sanskrit. He only takes up the bhava of the bhakta. So here, Nimai Pandit was paving the way for all of the students at Navadeep that you surrender unto me. So actually, tangibly, externally, apparently, it may seem that he was a mischievous boy. He was very, very naughty. He was playing in the Ganges water. But externally, though it appears to be so, internally, how he was actually taking all the blocks that was blocking the path of bhakti can be clearly seen. So Nimai Pandit is very, very expert. So the spiritual master is also very, very expert. Like one person, he was serving in a company in a top position. So when he came to ISKCON in the initial period, when Prabhupada was enacting his earthly pastime, so generally the tendency is to give them an opportunity to clean the floor. But Prabhupada expertly engaged him by making him the GBC. He told that he is the top brass in the company. So if you engage him in his cleaning seva, he may not maybe remain in Krishna conscious, or he may turn up away. So Prabhupada said that you make him the GBC because he is good in management. And so he applied the skills of management. So in that way, he was engaged in the seva. So the devotional service, we have to engage on how to make others engage. That's a great thing what we have to learn from the pastimes of Nimai Pandit. So these are all the subtle aspects. Sometimes it may look like sentiment, but the fine sentiments of the devotee is how it is getting nourished in the presence of Nimai Pandit can be greatly appreciated and glorified. E krida lagiya sarvajna brahaspati shishya saho navadvipe hoilo utpati. To assist in his pastime, the omniscient brahaspati took birth in Navadvip along with his disciples. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, so he was the brahaspati. So brahaspati means actually he knows all the arts, all the languages. He is the guru of all the demigods. The demigods are glorified by their actions, by their speech, and by their knowledge. And the brahaspati is considered to be the guru of all the demigods. So the same brahaspati, he appeared in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and he took learning from Nimai Pandit. We have the famous Jagannath University. Jagannath University, in the sense, we all know that for continuously 7 days, Mahaprabhu heard the Vedanta Sutra explanation of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Then actually whatever he explained from the lotus mouth of Nimai, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna Chaitanya to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, so he was completely transformed. So the Brahaspati, he learnt bhakti from Nimai Pandit. So the purpose of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to grant free love for Krishna. Free, free, free. People are attracted for freebies in Kali Yuga. Mahaprabhu is giving the best freebie, the love for Krishna, Krishna prayer. And to assist this, Brahaspati, he also took birth at Vidyanagar. Then later, by the arrangement of Lord Chaitanya, he went to Jagannath Puri. We can learn from that. So, the purpose of Lord Chaitanya's appearance was fulfilled just from his appearance till he enacted this earthly pastimes continuously for 48 years. Every second, what Mahaprabhu enacted, the same replica is happening through the branch of ISKCON, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Like even we can count for every second. Now actually after this corona pandemic, every minute a new devotee comes into picture chanting the holy name. So how vastly Mahaprabhu's mercy is spreading in the form of preaching, we can know. The small boys, young boys, young girls, teenage boys, teenage girls, the middle-aged women and men, and the old people, everyone they are preaching about the glorious pastimes of the Lord Chaitanya, especially why to chant the holy name of Krishna, how to chant the holy name of Krishna. In that way, we are all only assisting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his pastime. We are also part of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime. It is only a matter of realization because Mahaprabhu said that Prithivite Ache Yata Nagaradi Grama Sarvatra Pachara Hoibe Morana. In every town and village, my holy name will be chanted. This is the desire of Lord Chaitanya. And in whatever way we are rendering devotional service, we are assisting only Guru Gauranga. In that way, we are also part of Lord Chaitanya's pastime. So if we follow the instruction of our spiritual master and go on here about the both the Bhagavatas, Krishna Bhagavata, Chaitanya Bhagavata, and also the person Bhagavata, we are sure that we should be fully confident that we will reach the abode of Krishna by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where we can serve him eternally. Until that time, until we are present in this body, our consciousness and the thought should always be, how can I help others? How can I help others to bring them close to Krishna? Such should be our thought. And if we imbibe this mode with the strong conviction that we are assisting Guru and Gauranga, the little children, they do some things which are liked by their parents, and then they look at the face of the parents. How do they react? So we certainly, we are assisting Guru and Gauranga, all the devotees. And certainly, a little smile coming from the lotus face of Mahaprabhu through his representative alone is sufficient to take us back home, back to Krishna. Okay, Hare Krishna, with this, I am ending the class. So, whatever comments or realization you have, can be shared. Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. Thank you so much for a very beautiful nectarian class and your wonderful association today. Shared so many great points, told us the seven ways of worshipping Mother Ganga. And I really like the two stories that you shared about the boy who committed suicide. And only after the rituals were performed in Mother Ganga, he got delivered. As you mentioned, even the ashes and the bones that we emerge in Mother Ganga after one passes away, that Mother Ganga finds them and delivers them. She's so merciful. And the other story you shared about a woman who was having dreams of her husband for over 10 years. Just by chanting the Maha Mantra, he was delivered as well. That shows how much potency that Lord's name has for anyone, that is, living or dead. Thank you so much for a very, very nectarian class and for explaining all the verses so wonderfully. Hare Krishna. Dear devotees, if you have any questions or realizations, please go ahead at this time.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for the beautiful class. Many pastimes you have shared that even I really don't know. I just heard it today. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for beautiful pastimes. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Vinita Mataji.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. The class is beautiful, and I like how all the ways are to worship Ganga, and how Nimai was sporting in the Ganga, and just student just to Nimai used to challenge the student at every right he used to debate. So Prabhuji, I have two questions. Like, what is wrong about Buddhism and Jainism, Prabhuji?
Buddhism and Jainism. So, in one way, it is called as a covered atheism. So, Buddha, we all know that he appeared because of the merciless killing of animals. So, he rejected the Vedas. So he introduced the concept of morality. So Vedas are personally introduced by Krishna. So in that way, actually, Buddhism, we can say that actually it was inevitable at that time. Certainly, by following Buddhism, one cannot attain Krishna. Even when we can say that it's a covered form of atheism. That's why in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling, we can see the Buddhist followers offering meat plate to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then the eagle threw up the plate back on the leader's head. They were trying to, insult Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because the concept of the personal form of Supreme Personality of God that they cannot appreciate. Jainism, it's similarly like that way. Like some say that actually the form of Rishabhadev was being imitated by some personality, and then Jainism started to spread. So Jainism also, they don't take to the personal form of worship of the Supreme Personality of God. In that way, both Buddhism and Jainism are base of blocking the path of bhakti. Past times of Ramanujacharya, also we can see how thousands and thousands of Jains were converted to Vaishnavism. So it's the mercy. So they completely blocked the path of Krishna bhakti, both Buddhism and Jainism. Hare Krishna.
Okay, Prabhuji, and Prabhuji, what did you say that they are like all crocodiles?
What? I mean to say that actually in this material world, how many persons take up to the process of bhakti? Because the people, they have many reasons for not taking to bhakti. Any person who is not taking to the path of bhakti, you just go and then converse with them for a few minutes, just to ask them, what is your philosophy, what is your opinion. They may bring many speculated, concocted ideas and thoughts. They are all crocodile theories only, which blocks them to take up the path of Krishna Bhakti. Whether it is a Mayavadi, whether it is a Buddhism, or whether it is a Jainism, or apart from a Bhakti path, they may have some concocted ideas and opinion. That is called as crocodile theory. Crocodile theory means like a person, he wants to cross from one shore to other shore, but it is full of crocodile. How can he go? Even if he go, he will be completely swallowed. So these theories, Mayavadis, that's why in the pastimes of Krishna, we can know that the python was swallowing Nanda Maharaj. Krishna's father, Nanda Maharaj, father of bhakti. But the that person, the python, because he was being cursed, he was actually swallowing Nanda Maharaj. So Mayavadi has the capacity to swallow the path of bhakti. That's why Mahaprabhu says, Mayavada Bhashya Shunile Sarvanash Bhakti. Bhakti will be completely destroyed. So we have to be careful on that. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sudhir. Dalitangi Mataji. She has some comments for this session.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much, Prabhuji. Very, very nice class, and the way you read the slokas is so much like a village. We went to villages near Mayapur and hearing Bengali devotees reading. Thank you so much for enlightening us on this Leela and so many nectarian pastimes.
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, just wanted to thank you for the very beautiful class, the beautiful stories and the slides. Many of these stories were very, very interesting. And I did have one question about the person who actually died in that pond. So my question is, I mean, since it was the pond of the Lord and Sholingur, it should have delivered him right there, right, Prabhu? Where's the how come there is even a situation of ghostly condition? That is the question.
Yeah, nice question. Prabhupada says in his commentary that there are many temples, many churches, many mosques in this world, but the Prabhupada, with full conviction, he says that this ISKCON moment is not different from Krishna. This ISKCON moment is not different from Chaitanya. And chanting the holy name, the Maha Mantra, is the most efficient and effective way of deliverance. So like people go to many mosques, temples and churches, but Prabhupada especially specifies the ISKCON temple, which is the Vaikuntha, which is the reaction center of Goloka. So that we can see practically, you know. In Kali Yuga, we can understand that many holy places, the potency goes on decreasing. But for Mayapur and the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it goes on increasing. There are many holy names. So it means that the Mataji, who lost her husband, she went to many temples for worshipping, for the deliverance of her husband. But practically, it didn't happen. Only when she took Panchatattva mantra and the Maha mantra, her husband was delivered. And it was tangible that the dream got stamped from the first day she chanted. And the other thing I forgot to mention, that immediately next day she also gave a check for 2 lakh, because she is a very aristocratic mercantile class, top class woman. So she donated a huge amount to ISKCON also. The thing which is stressed is that when Prabhupada says that chanting of the holy name, especially the Maha Mantra, is the most effective and efficient way to deliver the fallen conditioned souls in Kali Yuga, yeah, that we accept wholeheartedly. But such incident, it increases our faith. So she also went to many places. In Tamil Nadu, there are many Parigara Stala, places of atonement. She has done many pujas, donation to many temples. It didn't work out. Only the Maha Mantra worked out. You should be fully convinced on the fact.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kamal.
Once again, I would like to thank His Grace, Jeevan God Hari Prabhuji, for His valuable time and wonderful association today. Thank you so much for a very wonderful class and your wonderful association, Prabhuji. And we look forward to your wonderful association in the near future. Dear devotees, if there are no more...
Very nice class. Very wonderful. Yes, thank you. Very nice. Wonderful, Leela. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Hare
Krishna.
Nanda Vishwamind ki jai, Namacharya Das Thakur ji ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Chaitanya Bhagavat class ki jai, His Grace, Jeevan Gaur Hari Prabhu ji ki jai.
Jai. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, everyone. Yeah, Mataji.